Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer program. I know a lot of you have been waiting all week long for the magical music to come up here. Jeremy Dayton and our studio orchestra. Thank you, Jeremy, for that stinger there at the
end. Yeah, good job, Jeremy. That's very good. Nice of you.
Nice band. We don't pay them anything. They just come in and do that for us.
They just show up.
They show up. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer, everybody. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Very soon, I believe coming up in the month of October, we'll be celebrating the third anniversary of two safeties in one game.
Do we have to celebrate it?
Is it the 21st of October?
21st of October.
Yeah, see, I'm getting it down. Jim Delgueso, Scott Hunter. Ooh, bless this guy, got it. Two different quarterbacks, everybody. If Fred's playing for the Rams, he plows down, Scott Hunter at first, and they say, Scott's out of it. We better bring in Jim Delgueso. Comes in there. Oh, boy. That's another safety. Knocks him right down on his chutzpah.
Well, you know.
Did they say anything to you after
I've actually done other things, you know.
I know. You've been the all-pro defensive end. And we haven't even touched on what Larry Elder, the great radio announcer, says. Fred, I don't believe it. You've had a career that people would give anything for, a great career. You were an all-pro defensive end, one of the greats in pro football for the New York Giants, a breath of fresh air at the New England Patriots. In the offseason. And then, of course, an incredible career with the Los Angeles Rams. And then you go on to being a superstar in television and movies. And Hunter?
It's been a blessing that I continually appreciate.
All right. That's our show for this week.
It's really great. Maybe we'll come up with something else to talk about.
Send us an email, and if we have time, we'll get to it next week on the show. No, hang on. I think there's a little bit more we got going. So, by the way, football season, I don't know if you know this or not, it's coming up. And we're going to be moving on our flagship, 790 KBC, from 6 p.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Saturday, which is good because then you and I can go to dinner at Rayo's afterwards and have Italian food.
Well, that's a big drive, you know.
That's right there, right from the studio. It's good food, good Italian food. All right, now you got me thinking about food, so we'll take a break, get ourselves healthy here a little bit. When we come back, your comments, questions. Don't forget, we're Facebook Live, we're in the chat room, we're on YouTube, so send us some notes to talk about. We'll be right here in the Sports Lounge with the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Gentleman that sits right by my side here, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. Fred, how's your week going? Good?
It is going good. I want things to speed up in certain areas, and then in other areas, I kind of want them to stay the same.
Well, what do you want to speed up? What is the thing you want to speed up?
Business stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm going to bring my son-in-law, Derek Prentice, and my daughter.
Yes.
And have them come on and talk about what they've been doing.
They got some good stuff going on.
Very interesting what they've been doing.
Well, that's what you want to speed up. What do you want to slow down?
What I want to slow down is my neighbor next door is just, you know, he's drawn out the construction of his house.
Oh, no.
To 2 years. Now I know how that stuff works.
You know, it's a tough thing.
But I say to him, hey,
what's his name?
How soon are you going to put the front door on the house? You
know? So,
this is a tough thing, you know, and nowadays doors are not easy to come by.
So is he living in the place with no front door right now?
He's not living in it.
Okay.
And that's my next thing. I said, get a sleeping bag and move in, would you?
You get homeless people because they can't be out on the street anymore. They can.
By the way, you know, it's not good for the neighborhood to have a house open like this.
With the no front door policy, right?
No front door.
Oh, I guess they call it the open door policy.
Or they have, well, yeah, but they also have an opportunity to, make people think that you're home when you're not home.
You know what he should do, even with the front door open? Leave a couple of lights out at night so it looks like somebody's living there, right?
Well, I have a friend of mine who has Rottweilers. And I just said,
he leaves a couple of Rottweilers on at night.
Get Andy the Rottweiler.
Andy.
Get him and a couple of his friends and let them go sniff around and let them be seen. You know, it's transient. The traffic in the Beverly Hills and the like is very transient, and people have a tendency to slow down and look your property over.
You know, speed up. You want to make money. Slow down. You want to get this guy getting his house moving. Here's how you combine both. He should rent the place out and put some ads in the paper. How would you like to live right next door to Fred Dreyer, movie star, all-pro defensive end? Make some bucks while he's got people living even without a front door. I'm sure people would move in.
Yeah, he's the tall guy with the shotgun, so don't be worried.
You could sign autographs on a few days, invite some of your friends over, like your buddy Matt Young from the Dodgers and the Mariners and the Oakland A's in Seattle.
He drops in every once in a while.
Is a guest over there to sign stuff? Well, he's going to drop I think he's dropping it right. Matt Young, are you with us here?
I'm with us. I have a solution. I think I'm going to go be a squatter at Fred's neighbor's house, and then they can't get me out of there for a year.
That's what you do, and I'm telling you. And you rent it, and you say, look, come live with me, baseball legend Matt Young, while we enjoy watching Fred Dreyer sunbathe in his backyard.
No, I won't be sunbathing.
What will you be doing? Never mind. Never mind. We don't need to know. You put lights back there, though, didn't you? Don't you have all those new
lights? I have a lot of lights, as does my neighbor, and does the individual that is going to be Beautiful. Living next to me. I haven't seen him yet. They got the house kind of torn apart. They're putting it back together. Then they put it up for lease or sale or rent or whatever they call it. And then we wait to see... the Hatfields and McCoy.
You know, Matt, you live where there's like a homeowners association. I guess you do too, Fred.
And yes,
it's
sir.
Like that homeowners association won't let you do a lot of things around the place. Am I right, Matt?
Well, mum's the word, but I'm on the board, so I can do whatever
there
I want.
There you go. See, I always wondered about that.
You got to get him over to my house.
You know, I lived in a condo, and it had a gas the outlet and on the balcony, and I did not like. I had a washer dryer combo, and they were both electric, and the dryer never worked. So I bought a dryer and put it out on the balcony, but I was smart because I covered it with what looked like a barbecue cover. And it was great. I had the thing going out there.
Anything with barbecue in it, you were of interest to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Hang my clothes out there on the balcony on the ledge. They loved me at the homeowners
association. You had flags with hamburgers on them flying in the front yard.
And my dog Judd was out there at times over there. And then I bought the place, and then I later on found out it was in the flight path of Burbank Airport. Boy, did I find that out.
Boy, perfect.
Dave Hull, the real estate guy, radio guy, came over. He says, what's wrong with this place? I said, they'll do a couple of landings once in a while this direction. Anyway, Matt, how are you? Welcome. We're glad you're here on the show. We got a lot to talk about in the world of sports. How you been? We haven't had you on the air in a while. What's been going on? You traveling? What's the deal?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? I've been traveling. I just spent a week at my favorite pitching coach's lake house in Hiawassee, North Carolina.
Ooh,
Mr. Rick Honeycutt.
We love Rick Honeycutt. You need to bring him on the air sometime because, Fred, you got involved with Rick Honeycutt talking to him, didn't you?
Well, I got talking to him when he was still active on the field with the Dodgers.
We miss him.
And I said, I've got to talk to you about something. And it's the stuff that we were talking about, Matt, a while back about what's the psyche, what's coachable, what's the psyche of pitchers. What's the physicality and the emotional and all that stuff that goes into being a major league pitcher, and what we're seeing with Buehler?
You're talking about Walker Buehler.
With Walker,
you always call him Buehler. I don't know.
I knew a guy. I knew a guy named Buehler.
Yeah, he used to be super fan. It's Ed Buehler.
No, not that guy. That guy was crazy.
Sorry, I'm not. Well, so Walker Buehler is what we're talking about. And,
yeah. So anyway, yeah. But my point was is that I'm still fascinated. I've yet to be satiated with a confidence, Mike, that we would get Matt back on the air and spend a good portion of time. This may not be it this hour, but so we can talk about what the hell Walker Buehler is going through.
Yeah, Matt, what's your thoughts here? You had Tommy John surgery, Matt.
I did.
Matt Young, and Matt Young had.
Yes. Unfortunately for Walker, this is his second time having it.
He
had his first one. The Dodgers actually drafted him knowing that he needed Tommy John surgery. And he came back from that. So, you know, there's a couple stages of recovery. Number one, the first one is just getting your psyche to be able to throw.
Yeah.
There's a mental block towards letting it go, isn't there?
You work through that, and then the second one is you know, telling yourself, yeah, it's the ability to throw pitch in a game where you don't really think about it, and then the third one is when you pitch and it's so far beyond you, it doesn't even come to your brain at all.
Which is not good.
That's not good, right?
No, that's good.
That's when it's just good. Natural, right?
That's just, you're going back to natural. Even in stage two, you're guarding it a little bit. You know you had it, and you're just guarding your elbow. It's a lot of pain, it's a lot of work, and the last thing you want to do is tear it again.
Yeah, you know, and this is, this, as you mentioned, the second time for Walker Buehler. And, you know, the Dodgers thought by now, after 24 months after surgery, he'd be ready to go. When we come back, our guest, Matt Young, is here. We got Fred Dreyer. It's his show. That's why he's here. I'm Michael Horn. And, of course, you, our listener, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get in on the chat room. If you got some questions for Matt Young or Fred or whatever, go to Facebook Live and get in on that chat room. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, right here in the Sports Corner. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Our guest, Matt Young, one of the all-time greats, played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, signed with the Seattle Mariners, I'm telling him. Played with Oakland. Where else were you, Matt? You played at a bunch of...
Boston. Don't forget Boston.
Oh, Boston.
And Cleveland.
That's Boston and Cleveland. Boston, you had your no-hitter or something, didn't you? With a couple to get...
I did.
Yeah,
that... I did. Against the Indians.
Against the Indians.
Oh, the Indians.
You and a pitcher named Clemens or something. Was he on Boston at the time?
Yes. Matter of fact, we hold the record for the least amount of hits ever given up in a doubleheader. I threw a no-hitter, and he threw the second game of a doubleheader, and he threw a two-hitter.
Hey.
See? Love it.
How about that deal?
I think it's a great deal. And then, so one of the great pitchers went through Tommy John surgery. Have him here today because we're kind of analyzing, this. Probably somebody on every team has gone through Tommy John surgery. And
it's fashionable now to have it.
It's commonplace, right?
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
You know, the Dodgers, 24 months after the surgery, he's still trying to get him to recover. They thought he'd be back playing. They thought Dustin May would be back, Tony Gosselin. Nothing's happening, Fred. What's going on?
Well, you know, from what I gather and the people that I have spoken to in the last year, or actually since camp opened up, is that this subject matter is the one thing about baseball that interests me very much. You've got Buehler, who is now suffering with the remnants of what it's like to try and pitch competitively after his second Tommy John surgery. So I ask you, Matt, right now. He's under an awful lot of pressure, isn't he?
You know, the Dodgers need him. I mean, if they're going to make a run in the playoffs,
yep. Exactly.
They need him. They need to get him sharp. Right, you know, right now he's, you know, it's interesting because his philosophy's up. I mean, his I think he was throwing 96, 97 the other day.
Right.
With no spin, though. He hasn't been spinning it, has he?
He hasn't been spinning it great. But, the other thing, and it's always the last thing to come around, is your location. You know, you haven't really tested your arm in 2 years. You don't do anything for 2 years. It takes a little bit to come back.
And here's the thing, gentlemen, Fred Dreyer and Matt Young. Walker has an over 5 ERA right now, but... it's his delivery, they say, that could be a problem. And you mentioned something about where you throw and it just happens. And he keeps saying he's going to make adjustments. Well, apparently, from what the observation has been, he's got a three-part delivery. It relies on timing, body speed, more than the deliveries of most pitchers. So he hasn't been comfortable consistently with his delivery. And that's created some command issues where he's got command of the ball. Have you seen that, Matt?
Yes, I have seen it, but unfortunately they don't want to hear my opinion.
well, tell us. We do.
Yeah, we exactly. Lay it on us here. Come on.
From what I can see, he's not keeping his front right shoulder driving towards home plate. It's kind of. He's opening up his hips, and in turn, he's opening up his shoulder. And if you notice that his misses are either low and away to a righty, or high and into a high and into a right-hander. And that's just he's done it
four, so he should be able to get it back. And now he's going to have probably seven more starts before playoffs.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully that each start gets a little bit better, and by the time playoffs come around, he's going to be a mainstay there.
This is what you were alluding to, Matt, about it becoming, when you throw, it's just you don't think about it. You just get it back, and then you go. When you start tinkering, you're thinking about it every second, right?
Absolutely. You know what? I liken it to a golf swing. Yeah, you know, when a golf swing gets in your head, there's absolutely no escape from that.
Let me ask you this question: when Buehler after
Buehler, that's Buehler.
Buehler, yeah. I keep saying Buehler.
I'm
stuck
okay.
with my friend George.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh yeah. When he says he's going to have to work on it and make corrections, what physically and mentally is he talking about?
Well, I think probably the most important thing that he should do is go back to 2019 or 20 when he was throwing the ball really, really well.
Yep.
And just compare it to what he's doing now and just make some mechanical adjustments. And he's not that far off.
You mean like where he puts his toe on the rubber?
Feet, arm angle, sometimes when you're not throwing a good breaking ball, it's because your wrist gets flat when you're pulling the ball through. Instead of pulling through the ball, you kind of get underneath it, and just it becomes more of a spinner rather than a sharp breaking slider.
And the ball comes out of his hand flat. Is that?
It comes out flat, and when it comes out flat, it becomes very recognizable by hitters, you know, professional hitters, and they hit the mistakes. If he doesn't have very good location, they just seem to get hit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he would go into a bullpen session with the pitching coach and one of his catchers of choice, and they would help him by telling him in his windup and his delivery that yes, that's where you want to be. And,
correct.
And then it's up to him to start repeating the arm angle and the ball coming out to such a degree where he literally has to relearn how to throw again.
Yes. I mean, when you start to, just like anything else, you know, I keep going back to a golf swing. You liken it to same thing. You repeat the same bad habits all the time. They're more difficult to get rid of.
Yes. That's my golf swing. You're right. And this is not just with the Dodgers, everybody. What you got? The Giants had Robbie Ray. I think he's been gone 15 months after his surgery, and the Rangers had, Tyler Molly? Is that his name? 15 months. Jacob DeGrom, 14 months. These are the defending world champions, out of it.
But that's only that was coming off of one operation.
Walker Buehler's had two.
So,
and other people have had two.
So how many people, Matt, are wrapped up in trying to shake the two-time Operation Blues?
There's been a few out there. What's Ryu? Remember Hunsen Ryu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had three.
Really?
Oh, boy, he leads. He's,
yeah.
Wow, three.
He's my idol.
Do I hear
let me ask you, would Walker benefit by reaching out to other pitchers and talking with them?
No, if that other pitcher was Rick Honeycutt.
Yeah. Have they called Rick Honeycutt? I know he's retired from the Dodgers, but Rick did a lot of magic with a lot of pitchers. The Dodgers have had really good luck with pitching coaches. Would they bring in somebody like a Honeycutt maybe to work with them?
Maybe. It just depends on, I always thought the one thing why I thought Rick Honeycutt was such a great pitching coach is that, I could say something to you, Michael, about your golf swing.
Yeah,
I could too, by the way.
Thank you, Fred.
And you might not get it, but another guy can say something to you about it, and we're saying the same two things and saying it differently, but his resonates with you and mine doesn't.
Yeah, because the person. I think that's the key in a good coach. You know who you're working with. You know if the guy's going to listen to you, not listen to you. You get his mannerisms down. That's kind of the key on good managers and a good coaching staff to get that going. And it's tough on a guy that's gone through two of these surgeries, Matt Young.
It is. It's a big mental block to get over.
Yeah.
And do you think he has enough time between now and the time they say, okay, here's your start date against your playoff guy?
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Oh, he does. So everybody around him on the team and the ownership and his fellow players and coaches, they all tell him, you're going to be okay. You got enough time. Here's what we're going to do. And we're going to work with you on this. We're going to walk you right out of this.
But you got to find out the guy that he'll connect with. That's what you're saying, Matt. Right?
Yeah. And importantly, on the other end, they say, hey, we need you.
Yeah.
It's not we expect you to do this. We need you. We can't make a deep run unless you're throwing well.
Because after some of these games where he's been rattled, he's been really disappointed. Yeah.
And they already traded away Yimmy Garcia, for gosh sakes, guys. So who are they going to go to?
Yimmy,
like that.
Yimmy.
All right, we're going to take a break. More with Matt Young is with us here. We're talking baseball. We're talking playoffs coming up. We got more for you. Stay with us. We even talk about USC. We got a new college student or teacher.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/pricematch.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with our guest, the one and only Matt Young. Outstanding. Yeah, Matt Young, one of the all-time great pitchers and starters, relievers, however you want to take a look at it. He's a Major League Baseball All-Star, played 11 seasons in Major League Baseball, and threw an unofficial no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians while he's a member of the Boston Red Sox. He was born in Pasadena, played for UCLA, signed with the Mariners in Seattle. By the way, that's the only team that's never been in the World Series. Did you know that, Matt? Did
Seattle?
You know that, Fred?
Seattle. Really?
I did know that.
Yeah, it's the only team.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, Mike.
Even the Cubs have gotten in there, and the Reds, even the Red Sox. The Red Sox fans go crazy now. Anyway, Matt, though, it was first season there, 203 and a third plus innings, a 3.27 ERA, amazing stuff over there. Pitched in the All-Star game. How was it facing Johnny Bench, Darrell Evans, and Pedro Guerrero? That's a good lineup that you pitched against. Did they get any hits off you, Matt?
I had a three up, three down inning. Yeah. Johnny Bench popped up.
There you go.
Darrell Evans flew out to center, and I struck out Pedro Guerrero. So,
love that.
I'm unblemished in my All-Star appearances.
How'd you like to face Shohei Ohtani, the fastest 40-40 season? 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases. He's done it in 126 games. Alfonso Soriano did it in 147. Jose Canseco, 151. Ronald Acuna Jr., 152. Did it just last year. Alex Rodriguez, 153. Barry Bonds, 158. This guy could be a 50-50 or 45-45 clubber with home runs and stolen bases. Fred, Matt, your thoughts?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm rooting for him. I think he can go 50-50. He has to get a hot streak, and he's got to make sure that he's in the lineup every day and he's not hurt.
Matt?
Absolutely. I think he's got, if anybody, I mean, you have enough games left to where, as Fred said, if he goes on a little hot streak, home run hot streak, not that he's really slowed that down, but he's pretty amazing. I was never really an Angel fan, so I didn't really watch him when he was in the American League. But, man, since he's pretty incredible.
I watched him in both. I tell you, the Dodgers were giving – they give away bobbleheads for everybody at Dodger Stadium. They had one. People were lining up for him. I think they should have a Fred Dreyer bobblehead
yes,
night. What do you
course.
Think, Matt? Matt, come on.
I agree.
Thank
I'd
you,
go
Matt.
Line up
Thanks,
for
Matt.
That.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't be the. I wouldn't
would
just
you,
have
would
that.
Would you wait in traffic?
Yes. Yeah, I would wait in traffic, and I don't think they should just have the head move. I think there should be other parts.
I think there should be a. This would be the first time I say this, and I'm going to save it for you two guys. I think they should allow me to have a double bobblehead partner.
Yeah. Maybe your football uniform and your baseball
uniform.
No,
I don't mean that. I mean another bobblehead just kind of
like a pal.
Glued onto my...
I don't think so, Fred.
Onto my bobblehead.
I don't think so.
How you don't about think this, so? You don't think
I,
so?
I don't, no. How about this guy? I got to get your comments here. Danny Jansen. He's the first in Major League Baseball history to play for two teams in the same game. Did you hear about this? He's a member of the Toronto Blue Jays on June 26th. He's at the plate. It's a matchup with the Red Sox. Game suspended due to weather in the second inning. He's dealt to Boston ahead of the trade deadline before the game resumes. And when they resume the game on the next day, he's behind the plate as catcher, but this time for the Red Sox. And Toronto pinch hits for him, and he actually was on both teams in one game.
Did he?
I like it.
How do they allow that?
Matt, that's a question. That's why we asked you to come on the show today.
Matt, I don't know the rules there, but I guess whoever's on that roster at that time could play. I mean, think about if the game's suspended and gets played a month or two later.
Yeah.
But the complexion of the roster looks different. You know, you have guys getting injured, guys coming up, guys going down for lack of production. So, I guess whatever the active roster is can play, regardless of
confusing.
What the game is.
That's like a roulette deal.
Yeah.
You spin the ball into the...
That's it.
And it pops up your number, you got to go change uniforms.
And we've gone statistic crazy here in baseball now, because now they've come out with one stat for every Major League Baseball team that they lead in. Like Arizona, most runs scored. Baltimore, fewest double plays grounded into, right? Boston, most extra base hits. The list goes on and on and on. You get to the, where are we going to go here? We get to the Dodgers, lowest ground ball rate going on there. You get to the Chicago White Sox, and here's the stat that the Chicago White Sox lead in. They have the best, the best team ERA in the sixth inning.
Oh, what?
That's it. That's what they lead in. They out of all the teams in baseball.
God, did we?
Maybe we had to tell the pitchers that every inning's the sixth inning.
Yeah. Miami has the most games under 2 hours long. So, by the way, you have a comment on that, Fred. We need Matt's opinion on this about baseball changing rules. You're saying they've shortened the rules because of the pitch clock and all this stuff. Now you think the time's going to increase because they're going to do what now?
Because they're going
they're going to analyze the they're going to call balls and strikes.
Yeah. So this balls and strike thing. They're saying this yesterday's game with the Dodgers and the Orioles. Everybody was upset about the umpire calling terrible balls and strikes.
They all do.
Well, this guy did was I saw it, and he called a strike a foot outside the plate.
Just a little outside.
So, yeah, just a hair.
Just a hair outside.
I did see that. That was terrible, and he did miss quite a few calls.
Yeah,
quite a few.
As a pitcher, all you want them to be is consistent.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to give me the low and away fastball, then give it to me all the time.
Consistently.
Don't give it to me on five straight pitches, and then when I throw one out there in a crucial situation, I throw a perfect pitch to get a strike, and he calls it a ball. He just kind of
Well, you know, they're now saying we want to be able to appeal what we think is a bad call, and certainly the game the other night was a testimony to that fact. But here's the deal: they've worked. I don't know how long did they have to work on getting people to agree that they should speed the clock up, and therefore the game would run faster. Well, if they allow this, if they allow people to use a machine that
a computer.
Well, yeah, a computer that slows down the game so they can go back and check balls and strikes.
Yeah.
They'll add all of that time that they took off.
From what I understand, I don't know if it was in AAA they experimented, or the first half of AA or A ball. One of those leagues experimented with the batter and or the pitcher, the ability to check one pitch throughout an at bat. And all they do is, if they don't agree with the umpire's call, they touch their hat, and it's
looked at.
That's read up in the press box, and they signal down, and it's pretty instantaneous.
So it's not going to take a long time to look
no.
at. That's good to know.
You know, and you can't question every pitch.
That's true. So many you could question. That's it. Okay.
Well, that would answer that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, let's get to some football news because you're a UCLA graduate there. Matt Young is our guest here today on the show. I'm Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer here on the Fred Dreyer Show. 72-year-old Pete Carroll from USC, I don't know if you knew it or not, but he coached football there and later went on to the Seattle team in the NFL. He says, Pete says he could coach tomorrow if he wanted to, but instead he's going to teach a class at USC. So what's he going to do? Screw up the USC academic program now with something going on? What do you think? What is going to happen here, Matt? Fred?
I think every football player that takes a class is going to get an A.
It's, they say he might teach Ethics 101, or he might teach a class on how to avoid NCAA punishment. That's a good one.
They haven't really come out with the syllabus of the class yet, so it'll be interesting to see what it's about.
Yeah, the syllabus of that. Yeah. And by the way, the USC, they hasn't recaptured their powerhouse form since Pete Carroll left. 15 seasons since he left, and they still have won only one conference title and appeared in three major bowls since he departed. So that's something else. How about the Rams? They got their got comments on this now. The coach says that Coach Sean McVay says Rams running back Kyren Williams is going to not only be a running back, he's going to return punts for the Rams. Fred, you're the footballer here. What do you think?
About what?
About using the guy as a running back and returning punts. Is he going to get mashed?
They do it all the time.
Well, I don't know. He might get mashed. What do you think, Matt?
Well, returning punts, it's a valuable piece of the game.
Yes.
Special teams can win you games and they can lose you games. So, and I should know that. My son-in-law is the special teams coordinator and outside linebackers coach for the Navy midshipman.
All right. So thank you for his service, and that's good. I'm glad to hear that's good stuff. Yes, Fred.
Well, look, somebody has to be on the kickoff team. These are positions where you make the team or you don't make the team. If we've had guys who are free agents, who have been signed to run down on kickoffs and to return punts and what have you, and they go into the coach's office and says, "I want to return punts this afternoon." So they say, "Okay, get out there and let's see you return some punts." And it becomes very very clear real quick who can do that or who can't do that. And so if you found somebody who's willing to do that. I'm not.
But if they want to, you'd love to.
But if they want to, then you put them out there and you let them give them a shot at making the team. And they're doing one thing. They're helping out the offensive running back group. There's seven guys that they're going to keep to run kicks And you're just crossing your fingers if you're a running back, and if you're the last running back on the staff, you don't want to be the guy that says, "Well, we couldn't find anybody here to run back kicks. It's worth a damn. So, Bronco, you're up."
And Bronco's going to return him. You go to the Steel Curtain. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson's going to open against Dallas. Justin Fields backup. Your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I think that's the smart way to do it,
Matt.
Yeah.
Good, Matt.
Absolutely.
That's good.
You got to go with the guy with the most experience and hope he comes out of his little doldrums that he's been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's been terrible, but you're right, Matt. He needs to. He needs to have some games to reestablish himself.
Hang on, Matt. We're almost out of time. We got to say so long to our good special guest, Matt Young. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Coming to you everywhere. Anywhere that's quality radio programming, you can hear us. Sirius XM, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Glad to have us with us. Hi to Lori, who's listening out there. Nikki, we got Martine at Cape Canaveral. Bruce is there. And Chris wants to know, but from you gentlemen over there, who do you think is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL? Start with you, Fred Dreyer.
Underrated?
Underrated quarterback.
You know what? I'm going to say it's... It's going to be, what's that kid's name? The new kid at I can't remember his name.
Justin Herbert?
No.
The guy. Who do you think, Matt? While he's thinking, who do you think is the most underrated?
I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
Oh, Jordan Love, a good guess over there.
He's rated pretty good. Yeah. I'm waiting for. What's the guy's name at Pittsburgh? The guy that just got hired?
Oh, well,
what's his name?
You're talking about quarterback?
Yeah.
The guy from Chicago.
No, that's
Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh. But the other guy.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
All right, so you think
Russell Wilson, right. I think, is okay. Is underrated right now.
Well, he's proved himself to be underrated.
That's very good,
he's
Matt.
He's got a chance.
Good comment.
He is
He has earned those accolades.
That's it.
So far, so good.
That's our show. Matt Young, you're the best. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day again to be with us.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate you
being
here.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure talking to you. And this Saturday, go Navy, go Bruins.
Yeah, there you go. And it's right. And also, you get dinner at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse just for being on our show.
Ooh. Oh,
now Fred wants to come back on his show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
Just a second.
That's it. Hey, if you missed anything, please log on to our website, the Sports Lounge, or actually it's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. The FredDreyerShow.com. Send Fred an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yep.
Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, a special thanks to Matt Young. It's always great to have him on the show for that pithy insight.
It's pithy,
and,
right?
And you, Mike, I'll see you probably at the closest restaurant to this building.
See you there. We're out of here.